Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, I'm excited to be here tonight, and I'm so glad that you are joining the show today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for joining. You know how we like to do it, guys. Before we get started, thanks for getting to visit our YouTube page. That's Thomas of the Gut with the capital T. There it is, right there on your screen. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm so excited to be here tonight. As you can see, tonight's episode is going to be epic. Yeah, you're going to love tonight's episode, guys. You're going to love tonight's show. You really are. Guys, listen, if this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show, let me take the time, take the moment to tell you thank you so much for being here tonight. And whether you heard us and found us by mistake, or maybe someone told you about the show, however you found your way listening to TMG, I'm so glad that you are. And maybe you're saying, Travis, hold up, man. I've been listening to you since you've been on. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you, everybody, for joining, for streaming, for listening. Maybe you're in your car right now and you're listening to TMG. Thank you. Wherever you are right now, where the show finds you, I'm so happy where you are. In your house, in your hut, on your job, in the field, in the factory, while you're working, while you're cooking, TMG is listening. Guys, listen, I say this every time, and I truly mean it. In a very short time, this show has really taken off, and it's being heard in places all around the globe. Right now, someone in Hong Kong, in Brazil, in Switzerland, just to name a few, is listening to TMG, Tell Me Something Good. And right here in the United States, thank you, everybody, for listening. Listen, so everyone, and just a few, everyone knows that's tuning around the world knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people, like with you and like with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show, guys, drop us an email. We are right there at TELMeSomething21@gmail.com. And you say, Travis, I know someone who has an inspiring story, but I didn't want to come on a show. I'm a little camera shy. It's okay. You don't have to come on a show, man. Drop us an email at TELMeSomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. See, there you go. Guys, everyone knows this show has some incredible associate sponsors. I'm going to play some of that information really quickly. What I do, guys, we're going to come back and we're going to dive into tonight's episode. Hold your seat. Don't you leave me. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. By Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN, for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is, guys. Please use the special links that I have supplied in the chat. Visit our sponsors. The holiday season is fastly approaching. We want to make sure that you give our loved ones and our friends some special gifts. Use the special links in the chat. And I know, guys, you may be wondering. Thank you back for coming back to the show, guys. I'm your special host right here, Travis Patton Sr. with TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Guys, I know you may be wondering what's behind me. Today, guys, this month, October, it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, guys, and I want to share some information that may help those who out there kind of get themselves screened and get themselves checked out. Each year in the United States, about 240,000 cases of breast cancer are diagnosed in women and about 2,100 in men. That's right, men. About 42,000 women and 500 men in the U.S. die each year from breast cancer. That's right, men. Black women have a higher rate of death from breast cancer than all other women. Guys, know yourself. Know for yourself. Get checked out today. That's right, guys. Get yourself checked out. We want to keep seeing you around for a long, long time. Guys, listen, tonight's episode, it's going to be absolutely great. Absolutely incredible. If you did not catch the topic for tonight's episode, guys, it's called Stand On It. Yeah, Stand On It. And I know you want to know where in the world Travis is going with that, and we will. Stand On It. It is amazing, though, but a lot of things in life, we want to find something that we can stand on. I know sometimes things can be unsure and uncertain, but there's got to find some things that we can just stand on. And life itself sometimes doesn't help, right? Life has a really funny sense of humor. I call life a really weird comedian sometimes, because life has a funny way of demanding things from us. It does. Life has a very funny way of demanding things from each of us. Talking about standing on something, and sometimes it has a funny way of demanding things from us when we can't stand on a whole lot. Am I right? I mean, it will ask us and demand things from us to stand on things when it's difficult to just stand on anything. Life just has a funny way of demanding things from each of us. And sometimes the things life demands appears to be impossible. I mean, come on. Has life ever demanded or that you stand on something or demanded something from you, and a thing that is asking you to do just seems to be the impossible. Like I could do it, but not that. Maybe I could do some things, but not that. Life just seems to have a way of placing a demand on each of us to do some things. And sometimes those things that life are asking and requiring us to do just seems to be the impossible. What are you asking me to be the impossible, even difficult, even just downright difficult? For example, it will place a demand on us to try and make ends meet while earning minimum wage. I mean, our wages, our pay rate, our pay may not increase. Our pay may not go up. But life will still have all the responsibilities. We'll still have rent. We'll still have mortgage. We'll still have a car note. We'll still have insurance. We'll still have all the responsibilities. But sometimes it seems like we don't have all the things to meet the responsibilities. And life will still place those demands on us. It'll still say, you still have to meet it. The first of the month will still come around. I remember being a child, and my grandmother would say, oh my goodness, the first of the month is here. I had no idea what she meant. The first of the month always came. It wasn't until I became an adult that I understood what she meant about the first of the month. Life placed demands on each of us. And it doesn't always help us. I mean, it will place a demand on us to continue to meet the same responsibilities each month, and we don't even have a pay increase, trying to make ends meet, and we're just making minimum wage or maybe slightly above it. We might even come face to face with the need to overcome personal challenges while at the same time we get reminded each day of what those challenges are. It could be a mental illness or a physical illness. Heck, it may not even be an illness at all. It may be choices and decisions, just impossible things. Yeah, just impossible things. Life could just be impossible. Demands on us sometimes to just do the impossible things, the tough stuff, the hard things, some things are just hard. And listen, and some things that life demands of us isn't necessarily impossible. Sometimes, let's just be honest, sometimes it's just hard. Some of the things that life demands of us, it's just hard. I mean, just impossible things. It's hard things. And listen, sometimes that could mean working. And you're going to like this one. Sometimes that could mean working with others that we don't see eye to eye with. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever, there ever been a time or been a moment you had to work with someone that you just did not see eye to eye with? Now, be honest. Come on. I know you're listening right now. Wherever you are, I know you're maybe in your car, you're at home, and you turn the show on, or maybe right now you're watching live, and has there ever been someone that you had to work with every day? You had to see them every day. You had to hear their voice every day. And you guys just didn't see eye to eye. And I'm not talking about someone who you don't share the same belief system with. I'm not talking about their ethnicity or their culture or their background or the religious belief that you may disagree with. I'm talking about someone that fundamentally you just rub each other the wrong way. I mean, if you say the sky is blue, they're going to say that it's green. If you say the water is warm, they're going to say that it's cold. I mean, it just seems to be no common ground nowhere. And the more you try to have or develop a common ground, the more you just seem to rub each other the wrong way. Don't tell me that that can't be difficult. I don't care what you believe. I don't care how positive you are. Sometimes you have to work with people that just rub you the wrong way, and it can be difficult. And listen, it's not difficult because you have to work with them. It's difficult because you're doing everything in your power not to go off. You're doing everything in your power not to just tell them how you really feel. Are there any honest people out there that's ever worked with somebody that just rubbed you the wrong way? That no matter what, you could not get along. So we're not talking about those that, you know, the belief systems you just couldn't agree with. Just rub me the wrong way. I'm not talking about those things. Just those fundamental things that you couldn't agree on. And Lord knows, listen, and I'm going to throw this out there, and Lord knows, sometimes putting up with family and friends, we're not even talking about coworkers. We're not talking about people you don't go home to. I'm talking about family and friends. God knows, sometimes putting up with family and friends can be difficult. Let's be honest. Sometimes that cousin, that uncle, that neighbor, it can be hard. Oh, I know you might be listening to the show with some of those individuals right now. Keep staring right ahead. If you're watching this right now, just stare at the screen, stare at your phone, stare at your tablet, stare at your iPad. They will never know that you're talking about them. Just keep staring right ahead. If you're driving, if you're working with them and you're listening, just keep working. They'll never know that it might be them. Just keep staring right ahead. So Lord knows, man, sometimes putting up with family and friends can sometimes be difficult. It can mean having to be alongside with someone of a different culture or a different ethnicity, or communicating with someone from a different generation. And we all know that generational gaps definitely require a lot. Yeah, generational gaps, it's like trying to explain technology to someone who grew up in a generation where their technology wasn't what it is now. Cell phones, man. Technology and cell phones are amazing, just amazing. Cell phones went from just having the ability to call someone from everywhere. Now you can take pictures and videos. Sometimes they even shoot movies from a cell phone. The technology, trying to explain that it can be a gap in between, it takes a lot. But guys, get this, but impossible tasks like this are pulled off every day. Yeah, impossible tasks are pulled off like this every day. And be honest with me. Just be honest, all right? Honest people. Let me know you're in here, honest people. There you go. Come on into the, come on, guys. Thank you for joining. Thank you for those who are watching. Thank you for those who just tuned in to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on your favorite streaming platform. Come on in, guys. The talk is getting good. And be honest with me, guys. You know, come on. Now, I know me. Let me just be honest about myself. Now, me, it makes you feel good. Think about it. You know, be honest with me. You know, it makes you feel good when you accomplish something that was hard for you to do at first. Think about it. So impossible things or hard things or difficult things get done every day. And you know that good feeling that you get when you accomplish something that was hard for you to do at first. I know it does. It makes you feel good, doesn't it? Now, you know it makes you feel good when you accomplish something that was hard for you to do at first. I know it does. It makes me feel, it's like writing your name for the first time or learning your alphabet. I remember, man, funny story really quickly. I remember when I learned to write my name for the first time. I mean, man, I remember when I learned to write my name for the first time, the very first time I learned to write my entire name, my whole first, middle, and last name. I remember the first time I learned how to write my name for the first time. I mean, I was writing my name on anything. I would write my name on anything. I saw every surface as an opportunity. I saw everything as an opportunity. I did. But when I learned how to write my name for the first time, everything was an opportunity to put my name on it. Everything says put your name on it. Everything was an opportunity. I remember I would write my name on anything. I wrote it on desks. I carved it on pencils. I wrote it in books. I wrote it on paper. You remember those alphabet magnets that you people had on their refrigerators and had the alphabet, but they were magnets stuck on the refrigerator? I would even spell my name out using the alphabet magnets on the refrigerator, because the more I wrote it, the more confident I became. Yeah, the more I wrote my name, the more confident I became. The more I wrote it, the better I felt about myself. Just maybe, some of the confidence that we're looking for is around our own name. I know we want someone else to encourage us, but maybe, just maybe, it might be around your own name. I know we want to wait till we talk to our best friend or our best mentor to help encourage us and make us feel good, but just maybe some of the confidence that we need is around our own name. Yeah, I mean, I would write my name on anything I saw, because the more I wrote it, the better I felt about myself. Maybe, just maybe, some of the confidence that we need is in our own name. Listen, I mentioned this before, that if you are waiting for someone to send you a text message telling you they appreciate you, and it does not come, send one to yourself. If you're waiting for someone to text you and tell you how they feel about you before you feel good, send one to yourself. You might have to walk into the office or sit at your house and send yourself an email telling you what a good job you're doing, what a great asset you are. You might have to scribble your name on a piece of paper. Do it. Some people are writing their names right now. You might be writing down your name right now. I know that people say there's nothing to your name because you made so many mistakes, because you've done so many bad choices. Write your name. Put your name on it. Just maybe the confidence that we're looking for has something to do with our name. Maybe we need to act like we're in a kindergarten and begin writing and listen and begin writing and gaining some confidence by writing our names on some things. Yeah, maybe you are wondering if you should fill out the application, put your name on it. Maybe you are wondering if you should complete the paperwork. Maybe, just maybe, this might be your confirmation. And put your name on it. Are there some folks that's listening, watching, wherever you are? Are there some folks right now that say they're ready to put their name on something? Yeah. Let me give you a quick side note, guys. Let me give you a quick side note. It takes courage to do something no one else is willing to do. It takes courage to do something that we ourselves struggle to believe that we can do. Sometimes all the encouragement we need, sometimes all the confidence that you might need may already be there. It may already be staring you in your face. It may be on your driver's license. It may be on your visa. It might be on your ID. But what is that, Travis? It's your name. Because no one can ever beat you at being you. You are the best you. Put your name on it. Yeah. Put your name on some stuff. I know you writing your name right now. You might be texting yourself. Send yourself a text message and say, boy, you look good. Send yourself a text message. Girl, ain't nobody like you. Send yourself a text message. Put your name on it. And guys, listen. We're going to take a quick break real fast to hear from one of our sponsors. Don't you go away. We're going to be right back after this.
By Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our associate sponsors by using the special links in the chat. We're back, guys. Guys, we're back. And we've been talking about stand on it. And sometimes we have to put our name on some things. The confidence to find the self-confidence that we're looking for may sometimes be in the name that we already have. Guys, if you've been listening to this show at any amount of time, if you've been listening to this show, everybody that listens to this show know one thing, right? Or if you're just brand new, let me tell you, everybody listening to this show knows something about me. They do, and I've shared this with everyone that listens to this show. Everybody that's been listening to the show knows that I enjoy a good story. I do. I really enjoy a really good story. I like the plot, the twists, the turns, the story, the characters, the narratives. I do, because everything in a story can change at any moment. Anything in a story can change in any
moment, one thing that happens can affect everything, the outcome of the story. That's why you can't quit right now, because you're in the middle of the story. That's why you can't stop right now, because your story is still going on. But Travis, you don't know how I feel about myself. You can't quit right now because your story is still being told. Your story is still out there. Don't close the book. Don't close the book. Just turn the page. Yeah. I know you feel like closing the book, but don't close the book, baby. Turn the page. Everybody knows that's been listening. No, I enjoy a good story. Then listen, there are all types of stories. There are different types of stories that provide meaningful understanding with hidden lessons, right? And these stories are called allegories. Yeah, meaningful stories that provide meaningful lessons with hidden messages, they are called allegories. And today, guys, I'm going to share a story in allegory. Today, I'm going to share one with everyone. So, guys, sit back, kick back, relax. Get a cup of tea that you might have. Drink water. But sit back and relax. This is going to be a good one. I promise you. So this story, guys, it's going to be quick. So this story is about 12 folks, 12 people, 12 different people, 12 different individuals. That's what this story is about. So this story is about 12 folks who all got into a small boat. 12 people in a boat, small boat, 12 people in a small boat, right? It's about 12 people, 12 folks who all got in a small boat and who were just hoping to go from one side of this body of water to the other side of this body of water. So you had to, so here's the setting. 12 folks in one boat want to go from one side to the other side. All they wanted to do was go from point A to point B. That's it. They weren't looking to do anything special. They weren't looking to do anything differently. They just want to go from point A to point B. That's in the, and in the house, sometimes in life, you're not trying to be the CEO of every company. You just want to go from point A to point B. You're in a situation, you're living. I just want to go from point A to point B. And while in the middle of crossing this body of water, because they're in a boat, 12 folks in a boat, and while in the middle of crossing this body of water, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, unexpectedly, a terrible storm blows in off the horizon. They had no idea. This wasn't what they were looking for. So a terrible storm blows in off the horizon. These individuals are visibly shaken. I mean, some stuff you can try to hide, but this is one thing they could not hide. Have you ever tried to hide something that you was dealing with? Maybe it was a mental illness, or maybe it was a negative thought that someone said to you. Maybe someone said something to you that hurt your feelings, and you've been trying to hide it all day. Maybe you got an email, a text message, and you've been trying to hide it all day. Something shook them. Have you ever had something to shake you and you were able to hide it? Well, these individuals all got the same email. They all got the same text message. They all saw the same post on social media, and they couldn't hide it. They all saw the same news report, and they couldn't hide it. But these individuals were visibly shaken. And even though these people were no strangers to rough water, it's not like they haven't had problems to happen before. It's not like they haven't had something to come up before. But this storm kind of caught them off guard because it wasn't part of the forecast. I've had some stuff that catch me off guard because it wasn't part of the forecast. You know what I mean by not part of the forecast?
It seems like everything is going well. Things seem to be going great. Things seem to be going just the way you want it. And all of a sudden, the forecast changes. You're glad to wake up. You're glad to be in a relationship. You're glad to work. But all of a sudden, the forecast changes. Your health is going well. People seem to like you. They're patting you on the back, telling you what a great job you're doing. But all of a sudden, the forecast changes. Have you ever had your forecast change in the middle of everything looking good? So it caught him off guard because it wasn't part of the forecast. But strangely enough, through all of this that's happening, through all of this thing that just came up, and let's get this, everything that just came up, they're visibly shaking.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're in a boat. They're just trying to go from point A to point B. It's raining now. It's thunder, starting to thunder. It's lightning. They're in a boat. Yeah, the boat is starting to do like this because of the waves. It's going up and down. And it's no longer smooth sailing. It's just up and down. It's going from one extreme to the next extreme. It's going from one thing to the other thing. If it's not this, then it's that. If it's not those over there, then it's them over there. If it's not what someone said over here, it's how someone's feeling over here. If it's not these emotions, it's those emotions. If it's not what this person believes, it's what that person believes. If it wasn't what they said, it's what someone else said. And the boat is doing like this because the storm, the water, the waves, the wind, and all of a sudden, they're just trying to go from point A to point B, and everything changes. And all of this is happening. All of this happened. They're on this boat, in the middle of this rain, thunder all around them, rain pelting them. They're getting soaking wet. But strangely, all of a sudden, stranger than this storm, stranger than this storm, but strangely enough, through the pouring rain and the face of the blowing winds, they saw something out of the corner of their eye. So they wiped their eyes. They pulled their glasses up. They pulled their glasses off. They put them back on. They shake their head. They squint a little bit. And they turn around. And they can't believe what they're seeing. It's amazing. Through all of this, all of a sudden, even stranger than this unusual storm, even stranger than the storm out of nowhere, even stranger than all that, strangely enough, through the pouring rain, in the face of the blowing winds, they see something taking place they had never seen before. They saw someone achieving something that no one they knew had achieved. It was so impossible. It was so eye-catching. The person was performing the impossible and was walking on water. That's right. This is incredible. actual water. They said they're blowing their minds. What in the world? We have this unusual storm. We have this storm out of nowhere that wasn't a part of the forecast. And all of a sudden, we see the strangest thing. This person's walking on water. Now I know they all of a sudden think, man, you got to be drunk. I don't know what was in those brownies we had before we got on this boat, but I'm going to tell whoever the captain is, I'm going to reach out to the person that sold us those brownies. I'm going to reach out to the person that gave us that cup of coffee. I don't know what was in that food before I got on this boat, but something got me seeing people walking on water. And I know that can't be done. So they're wiping their eyes, trying to figure out, is this the storm? Oh, are my eyes playing tricks on me? Am I seeing things that really aren't there? Have you ever been dealing with a matter and you begin to see things that aren't there? Your imagination tells you that it's worse than it really is. Your imagination begins to tell you that, listen, that this is a really tough storm and you've been through a storm before. Your imagination has already drawn a conclusion to the storm while you're still in the storm. Your imagination has already shipwrecked you. It's already sunk you before you've even had a chance. So these guys see this eye-catching thing. This person was performing the impossible, achieving the impossible, and walking on water. There's no way this could be happening. There had to be something in those brownies. It wasn't just fried chicken. It wasn't just fish. It wasn't just filet mignon. Something else was, listen, I don't know what you laced that with, but don't you give that to me no more. I see folks walking on water. And they were doing it with such ease that they made it look effortless. So much so, so much so that one of the people in the boat said, the heck with this. Listen, that looks real. And I think I can do that too. So much so that one of the people became so excited, they wanted to try it for themselves. They did. They're like, you know what? I don't know if it was something in the brownies. I don't know if it was the bread. I don't know if it was the drinks. I don't know if it was the food. But you know what? If they doing it, I'm going to do it too. I'm already in a storm. What I got to lose? It's already raining on me. What do I have to lose? I'm already getting wet. It's already thundering out here. Nothing about this storm was in the forecast. What do I have to lose? So much so that one of the people became so excited that they wanted to try it for themselves. So this person, as the gentleman they saw as this person who was walking the water, could they join them? I mean, this person couldn't believe their eyes. They figured if this fellow can do something impossible, then so could they. Yeah, if you can do it, I can too. Turns out that the guy they saw walking told him, yeah, come on, buddy. Yeah, come on. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh, how excited this person was. Can you imagine how excited this person had to be to hear that they get a shot at doing something like this? This person couldn't believe the lucky break that they just caught. Are you kidding me? I can't believe the lucky break they just caught. This person had to be thinking, no matter what happens after this, if I get out there and do what that person is doing, they will never
forget me. They could see it now. Yeah, I could see it now, man. My name would be in lights. People would write songs about them. People would tell stories about them. And this person could see that their future was looking up. Yeah, they could see that their future was going to look pretty good right about now, because they didn't just see themselves walking toward someone. They didn't just see themselves walking toward a person. They caught a vision of their future. Yeah. If I could do that, if I could just do that, they'll never forget me. If I could just have more money, they'll always remember me. If I could just get this job, they'll never forget me. If I just lived over here, but just had these friends, if I could just do this, yeah, man. They saw their future was looking pretty good, because they didn't just see themselves walking toward a person. They saw themselves walking toward a future that no matter what happens after this day, they would never be forgotten any longer. You know what? I'm game. I'm all in. I can do this. Yeah, he's got himself up. He psyched himself up, and they're ready to go. So the first thing this person's future, the first thing they hear from their future, the first thing they hear their future tell them is something that inspires them to move. So they were told to move. He asked them, can he come? This person asked them, could they come? And their future said, yeah, come on. Join me out here. So he joins them out there. So the first thing this person's future tells them is something that inspires them to move. The first thing they hear is something that inspires them to move. Let me ask you a question. What moves you? What is it that makes you begin to stir and stand up? What cause do you have that you believe in that makes you stir and stand? I don't know. Maybe you believe in having healthier relationships and healthier community activities. If it doesn't stir you enough, ask yourself, is it something I believe in, or is it just something that I like? But what is it that makes you move every time you hear it? It makes you stir and stand up. You can be tired, but if you hear about it, all of a sudden something in you makes you stir and stand. Some people like to clarify this as, or like to say this is some type of calling. You know, you can see how some individuals can get involved with some organizations and get involved with certain causes, and they can excel at it. They could do well with it. It's because they said they felt there was a calling on their lives. Maybe your cause was to improve neighborhoods. Maybe your cause was to help the elderly and the aging. Maybe your cause is to help younger generations and re-educate people. But somewhere there needs to be a cause that makes us stir and stand. What is it that you believe in so wholeheartedly that you begin to stir and stand? Here is something that I learned. When we don't have anything worthwhile that will cause us to stand up, we will find a seat and try to ride it out. There needs to be something that makes you stir and stand. So this person that we're talking about heard the words from their future, and it came at a time. Listen, they heard the words from their future. Come on out here. Come on. Come do the same impossible that I'm doing. Come achieve the same impossible that I'm achieving. Come stand where I'm standing. So this person heard the words from their future. And they came at a time in their life when everything wasn't their best. Remember, there was a storm occurring. Something was happening. There was negativity all around this person. It wasn't sunshine. It wasn't blue skies. Birds weren't singing. The boat was like this. It was stuff happening. One time it was this. Next time it was that. There was stuff happening. So they heard from their future to say, come do the impossible while it is still difficult. Come do something hard while it's already hard. So they heard the words from their future. They came at a time in their life when everything wasn't their best and everything wasn't okay. Things were rocky and uncertain, but this person heard from their future, from in a boat. They heard from their future in a boat. And this is incredible that they could be inspired while in a boat. Listen, that may not have been theirs. That's crazy. They heard from their future in a boat that may not even be theirs. Get this. And in the middle of a shared storm. That's right. Remember, there were 12 people at first. We're only talking about one. So it was a shared storm. That's right. It was a shared storm because everyone on the boat felt the same ways as everyone else. Everyone on the boat felt the same uncertainty. Water was splashing on everyone. Everyone heard the thunder. Everyone heard the news reports. Everyone saw what was posted on social media. Everyone heard the reaction that society had about the social climate. Everyone was exposed to the angry sea. Everyone saw the waves spill over into the boat. Everyone saw the emotions of others, after incidents like George Floyd and similar incidents spill over into neighborhoods and towns and cities. It was a shared storm. Everyone felt the effect of a global shutdown. It was a storm that everyone in the boat had shared. It was a storm that everyone in the boat would have something to say about. It was a storm that everyone, that depending on where they sat in the boat, had a different perspective of the same storm. And let me just say this right here. Just because you have a different perspective than someone else's of the same storm does not negate their perspective that they have. If you were sitting where I was sitting on the boat, then you might see things from my perspective. In other words, if you grew up the same way others grew up, if you had to deal with some of the things others had to deal with, then you might understand why others feel the way they feel. So don't devalue someone else's perspective just because they don't share the same perspective that you had while on the boat. Just because it's not the same perspective that you had. We may have shared a seat, but we did not share a thought. Yeah. We shared a seat, but we never shared a thought. We might share the same seat, but we won't always share the same perspective. We may have shared be two children that can grow up under the same household. One can develop a healthy attitude toward themselves. The other can develop an unhealthy attitude toward themselves. You share the same house. You share the same parents. You share the same upbringing. You share everything but the same thoughts. I don't know why they don't think like them. I don't know why we share the same household, but we don't share the same thoughts. To see things from another person's perspective on the boat, you might need to change seats. And maybe we could spend, listen, and maybe we could stop spending so much energy fighting one another if we were willing enough to change seats. We are still, listen, we are all in the same boat. It does not matter where we come from or where we started from in life. It does not matter what our background is. Listen, it all started, this story started with 12 folks in the same boat from 12 different households. It's possible to be in the same boat and not think the same way. So back to our story. I'm getting in this, guys. So back to our story. This person hears these inspiring words in the middle of a storm that everyone is feeling and that everyone is experiencing, and all on a boat that might not belong to them, that might belong to someone else. Let me tell you, things always appear a little worse when you have to face something or find yourself dealing with something because of someone else's action. Don't the pressure and the anxiety and the stress always seems a little worse when we are dealing with someone else's boat. Now, this person gets out the boat and starts walking on actual water and doing great achievements. Yeah, doing some big things. I'm doing it big time and start doing some big achievements. Some might say, I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy who's doing big things. I want to be that guy that everybody's talking about. I want to be that guy whose name is in lights. I want to be that guy who does this. I want to be that guy that everybody wants to be around. I want to be that guy that everybody likes. I want to be that guy that is popular. I want to be that person. And I get it. So this guy started doing some pretty big stuff. Some amazing things. Some wonderful things. And we might say, I want to be like that guy. I mean, he was doing some good stuff. Something who's doing something amazing. Now get this though, you gotta get the whole picture. You gotta get the whole picture. Now, this guy was also in the middle of a bad moment in their life, possibly dealing with someone else's boat, meaning they could have been dealing with someone else's problems, dealing with someone else's poor choices, dealing with someone else's bad problems. This person was also sharing the same frustrations as a group of people who were too afraid to do anything about them. So when we aspire to be like someone else, keep in mind, we have no idea of knowing everything else they have to deal with. Yeah, we have no idea. So this person heard their future speak to them, and they are inspired enough to move. And they are moving even though the storm is happening. This person is moving while they hear the negativity. This person is moving with little support at all. This person is moving despite never having a good family structure or support system around them.
and in the middle of hearing the wind blow, and in the middle of hearing the wind blow, and in the middle of hearing the thunder, there was another sound that was being made. What is that? There was another sound that was being made. We know that there was thunder because it's a storm. We know that we can hear the waves and the water splashing everywhere. We're in a boat. The waves are going up and down, and water's getting and water splashing on everyone. We know we can hear the water. We know we can hear the thunder. We know we can hear the wind. But there is also the sound of something else. There's also another sound that we can kind of hear it. We hear it, but we weren't sure of it now. But now that we've focused on it, there is another sound that was almost unheard, but we hear it now. It was a sound that not everyone was familiar with. It was the sound of this person who got out of the boat. It was the sound of this person that had a cause that made them stir and stand. It was the sound of this person moving. It was the sound that this person who got out the water, it was the sound of this person's footprints splashing on the water. It was the sound of this person's footprints splashing it. The thunder wasn't loud enough to stop it. How they felt that morning wasn't loud enough to drown it out. Listen, everything they felt about themselves wasn't loud enough to drown it out. What they saw on social media wasn't loud enough to drown it out. The negativity and the haters, what they heard couldn't drown it out. What happened to them that morning wasn't enough to drown it out. They accounted for your storm. They accounted for your problem, but they never accounted for your footsteps. They heard what happened to you. You remembered what happened to you, but they did not listen for your footsteps. Some will have no idea that you will splish and splash your way to your destiny, because each time you take another step, you will make another splash. Don't become frustrated if you have to make it by splishing and splashing. Listen, don't become upset if you have to splish and splash your way. I remember being a child and being told to go take a bath. And my grandmother would say, and I do, I remember this, man, and I would be in the bathroom and I would splash water everywhere. I would splash water on the mirror. I would splash water on the wall. I would splash water on the ceiling. Don't ask me how it got on the ceiling, guys. I couldn't tell you. There would be just as much water on the floor as it would be in the tub. I would be splashing everywhere, kicking my feet, playing. I would just be splashing. Water would be everywhere. I would be throwing water over here. If you pass by the door, you could hear me splashing. Water would be all on. I would be throwing water everywhere, man. I would, and my grandmother would say to me, there's no way you could be taking a bath with all that splashing coming from in there. Maybe it's time you splash a little. Maybe it's time that you kick your feet a little. Maybe it's time you make a splash or two just to remind everything around you that you're still here. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. Yeah, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. But the next time insults get thrown your way, just start throwing water back at them. Yeah, the next time they start throwing insults, you start throwing water back at them by saying things like, I am pretty enough. I will make it. I'm not too old. I'm not too young. I can do this. I will achieve my goals. Splish, splash. You will make it. You will make it. Where are the splashers at? The folks that say, I don't care how it looks, I'm going to make it. The folks that say it, it ain't gonna be pretty, but I'm going to make it. The folks that say, I don't care what you think about me, I'm going to make it. The ones that refuse to quit, that won't give up. Where are my splashers at? If you are a splasher, put it in chat. Say, I'm a splasher. I'm a splasher. You know, I'm a firm believer of positive confession. You might have to say this to yourself in the morning. I'm making a splash. So the story goes, this person makes it to where they're going. They make it to where they're going, but not without a rough patch. I mean, this person's feet were getting wet. Water was everywhere. They were splashing. So if our feet are going to become wet from something in life that we must walk through, at least let them become wet because you decided to walk on water. Don't allow the problem to be the only thing that gets your feet wet. If you have to walk through things in life, it might as well decide to walk through something that's impossible. Guys, don't be afraid to leave your footprints in a place they have never been left before. Following the footsteps of others can lead us into a place we've never imagined before. But you cannot be afraid to get out of the boat and leave your footprint someplace they will always remember you for. I know we talked about this guy walking on water, but before he could ever walk, before he could ever take one step in any direction, before he could walk, he had to stand on it. Yeah, before he could walk, he had to stand on it. I know some things might not be what you want. Stand on it. I will make it. I will walk. Things will turn around for me. Stand on it. Yeah, it might look shaky to everybody else in the boat, but stand on it. Stand on something impossible. Stand on something incredible. Stand on something unbelievable. Guys, there was this song. Guys, when I was growing up, there was this song that I just absolutely enjoyed listening to. It was this song, man, that I thought was a really fantastic storm. Loved this storm. I'm not kidding, man. I really enjoy listening to this song. This song was made by Vanessa Williams. As some of you may remember, Vanessa Williams was Miss America during the 80s. She actually was the first Black Miss America during the 1980s. And she made a song called Saving the Best for Last. Beautiful song, beautiful ballad. Part of the lyrics of the song are, sometimes the snow comes down in June, and sometimes the sun goes around the moon. I know you're singing it right now. I know you thought I was going to sing it. I'm not. Sometimes the snow comes down in June, and sometimes the sun goes around the moon. What this means is sometimes the most amazing and incredible things can happen for us if we just stand on it. Guys, it's about that time, and it's all, it's the real blast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning in to the Scout. Free man right here, East Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 European Eastern. To listen to the show or listen to your favorite episode on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. It's time to go. And as always, in party, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.